afternoon, you're here with Bike Sport Radio, where we're talking about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes.
Whoa, good afternoon. That's right. You're here with Bike Sport Radio with the Helium Show and April Fool's Day coming up shortly. So we've got some race results from the Redlands Stage Race, Peninsula Cliff Climb, also U.S. Cup mountain bike, and some sounds from the Solvang Double Century, also an interview with one of the finishers out there as well. And let's go to some race results right now on our show at Bike Sport Radio.
Okay, we got some race results from the Regaldo Road Race in Northern California. Regaldo Road Race held in Oakdale, California, March 25th. Men's Pro rounding out the podium, Byron Anson in third place, riding for Fremont Bank Cycling Team. Byron Data, ThirstyBearCycling.com's Alex Osborne in second, and Mark Pro Strava rider Charles Hutchinson was your winner. And in the women's road race, your winner was also Iron Data, ThirstyBearCycling.com's Penny Sponsell. Beginner men's category fives, rounding out the podium, Michael Padilla in third place. Second place went to Eric Funk, running for Young's Sierra Bicycle Works. And your winner, Brandon Alonso. Masters 45s, Tom Rice taking the win there, riding for Cortex Cycling Team. Masters 35s, John Schieffer for Tri-Valley Velo, and those were both Category 4 Masters races. In the men's open Category 4s, Christopher Rhodes taking the win for Team Roaring Mouse. Men's Cat 3s, Michael David Winery Cycling Team's David Grundman was your winner. Masters 45s, Cat 123s, Iron Data, ThirstyBearCycling.com's Joe Amon out of San Rafael, picking up that win. And in the Cat 123s, Masters 35s, Iron Data's Dwayne Coughlin picking up that win from San Francisco. And these results are posted at usacycling.org for complete results. Visit that website. Southern California's Peninsula Hill Climb, Cliff Climb, event number 2. In this time trial series, March 25th also. Taking the win in the women's category 1s and 2s, Team Revolution's Tamara Lamb with a time of 25.53. Paul Leek was your winner in the Masters 45s with a time of 25.19. John Villoy in the Masters 60 Plus, riding for Cal Pools, taking the win with a 24.23. In the juniors, Duncan Reed riding for Penn CC Bike Palace in the juniors 13-14 with a time of 23.04. One of the faster times of the days. Cat 5's South Bay Wheelman's Jeff Krivakovic taking that win with a 22.39. Women's Cat 3-4's Drive Racing's Hannah Swan in second with a time of 26.01, and your winner was Amy Rice with a time of 25.34. And rounding out the podium in third place in the men's Cat 4s with a time of 22.17, Penn CC's John McNulty, beating him by just 6 seconds with a time of 22.11, Shoya Rock and Road's Eduardo Velasquez. And picking up the win with a time of 21.46, fastest time of the day, Rico De Saracho, riding for Big Orange Spy Synergy Cycles. Junior women's 10 through 14. Sarah Swan taking second, and Mariah Swan taking the win. Both were Strive Racing. Mariah Swan with a 29.29. Junior women's 15 to 18. Also Strive Racing's Rachel Schwan picking up that win with a time of 28.40. And in the Masters 35s with a time of 27.16, Eric Ward taking that win. Masters 55s with a great field out there. Third place being picked up by Reed Moore, running for UC Secretary J.W. Floors with a time of 24:25. Chuck Thompson picking up the win, the second place, sorry, with a time of 23:52. He's riding for Pauly Veloce. And your winner, riding for UC Cycling J.W. Floors with a time of 23:09, was Robert Wilcox. All right, and complete results at backontrackproductions.com for the Peninsula Hill Climb Time Trial. San Dimas stage race with a crazy, crazy weather out there. Women's Cat 1-2-3 is taking third place. Joelle Newmainville running for Optimum Pro Cycling. Second place going to Team Specialized Clara Hughes. And your winner riding for Exergy 2012, Kirsten Armstrong Savola. And in the Pro Men's Category 1s also, third place, Rob Britton, riding for Competitive Cyclist Racing Team. Second place going to Elbows Racing's Joseph Schmals. And your winner riding for Kenda 5-Hour Energy Cycling Team, Andy Jacques Mains. In the Men's Category 2s, Tony Brady, rounding out the podium in third place, riding for CVC Franco Racing. Hammer Nutrition's CMG Racing Team's Alexandre Darville taking second. And Surf City Cyclery's Jeffrey Curran taking the win in the overall GC. Masters 45s, Kale Reeder riding for Echelon Charity of Choice taking third place. Breakaway from Cancer Masters Cycling's Thurlow Rogers in second. And your winner from Southern California, Big Orange Cycling, Synergy Cycles, Greg Liebert. Junior Men's 15-16, Jack Maddox, riding for Team Specialized, taking the overall GC there. And the Junior Men's 17-18, Ian Moore, riding for Team Swift, was your GC winner. Men's Category 3s, Augusto Peraza, riding for Velo Club Lagrange, taking the overall GC. Men's Cat 4s, Synergy Cycles' Nate Whitman picking up that win. In the Masters 35s, Monster Media Racing's Christopher McDonald picking up that win. Masters 55s, Malcolm Hill riding for Breakaway from Cancer, Masters Elite Team taking that GC win. And in the Beginner Men's Category 5s, Ricardo Barrosa taking the GC overall win there. Complete results at scnca.org on the San Dimas stage race.
So is it true that sucking down helium makes your voice sound higher, like Mickey Mouse? I guess it is true, huh?
Wow. And in off-road racing, the U.S. Cup of Mountain Bike Series continues. On April 1st, racing out in Sycamore Canyon, the Sycamore Canyon Classic. This is out by Riverside, Southern California. Cross Country Super D, and 1 p.m. start time for the Category 1 men on Sunday, April 1st. You can find full details at uscup.net. Again, that's the upcoming Sycamore Canyon Classic, racing for all categories out there. April 1st in Sycamore Canyon Park in Riverside. You can do registration at 3 p.m. on Saturday, March 31st, at 3 to 5 p.m. Also single speed categories as well. This is sponsored by Kenda, ShowAir, and Specialized. Again, full details at uscup.net. U.S. Cup continues also April 28th and 29th with the Santa Ynez Valley Classic in Los Olivos, California. Mountain bike racing up there at the Dirt Club. RideSV.com for all details on that event. The Santa Ynez Valley Classic, mountain bike racing at the Dirt Club. And in Northern California, cross-country mountain bike racing brought to you by BicycleEvents.com. Prairie City Race Series, that's coming up April 4th, 2012. That's in Rancho Cordova, just east of Sacramento. Cross-country mountain biking, part of the series. Three race series in March, April, and May. The Prairie City Race Series. Full details at bicyclingevents.com. Bicyclingevents.com on the Prairie City Race Series, mountain bike cross country racing in Rancho Cordova, California, Northern California. All right, and then coming up in Hanford for you road guys, road riders, the original Hanford Criterium is Sunday, April 1st. Presented by Kings County Cycling Club, Golden Chain Cyclists, and Velo Promo. Racing for Category 4s, 5s, Masters, men, women, and there's also a Kids Challenge with awards for all for the Kids Challenge. You can register online at bikereg.com or visit velopromo.com for all details on the original Hanford Criterium. Also on March 31st, the San Diego Cyclovets is promoting the Cyclovets Fall Classic 20K Time Trial and Supermasters State Time Trial Championships. That's March 31st on Fiesta Island in San Diego area. 4.17-mile loop. First rider starts at 7 a.m. Visit cyclo-vets.org for all details on the Supermasters State Time Trial Championships coming up March 31st. Also on March 31st in Central California, the Avenue of the Flags Criterium, presented by Firestone Walker Brewing Company. That's in Buellton, California. Again, Saturday, March 31st, with over $15,000 in cash and prizes. Racing for all categories, including a free kids and celebrities races as well. Feature event Pro Men's 1s and 2s starts at 3:55 p.m. And online registration available through at usacycling.org and full details on that race at ridesb.com.
Check.
And in Northern California, the Hellyer County Park Velodrome is promoting the 2012 Women's Track Racing Clinic Series. This is taught by women for women. There are three targeted sessions.
So, you are live on the air on Bikesport Radio. And you did the Solvang Double Century this weekend.
Yes, I did, on Saturday.
Tell us a little bit about it. How many miles? How hard was the ride? Who was there? And all that details.
Oh, it was a fun ride, fun event. Second time I've done it. Took out from Buellton, which is right next to Solvang, and it was, we say 200 because it's a double century, but I think the total mileage was 197. So it was fun, lots of great support. The rest stops had a lot of food, great volunteers along the way, SAG along the way. And weather turned out great. They had talked about rain, but it was a great day, nice and sunny, a little chilly, and the winds were out there, which was kind of challenging, but I think I'd rather have the wind than the rain.
How about the hills? How many hills?
I think the total elevation, we had like 8,300 feet climbing. Yeah, it was good. It was, and believe it or not, the hills were in the front and in the back, so it was nice and kind of flat in the middle part of it, and it was a great ride. It's a beautiful area up there, and well supported, good event. So,
now, do you eat on a ride like that? Do you eat?
Yeah, in fact, one of the rest stops had Subway sandwiches, so it was well supported. Had sandwiches, and then they had all the Hammer Nutrition sponsored it, so they had all our products at all the little stops, and well supported.
Hammer Gel.
Hammer Gel, Enduralite. Yep, your Perpetuum, your Heat, all that good stuff that you'd ever want. So you really didn't have to carry all that stuff with you, which was really nice.
Yeah. And then how was the course? Was it clean or was it dirt on it? Any critters? Dead critters?
You know, I don't think I saw any dead critters.
Snakes?
Which is a good thing. No snakes. I think at one of the stops I had seen a little bit of snake skin, but I can deal with that.
Oh, boy.
But other than that, it was really good. I mean, it was the drivers, the locals, they were really nice and, you know, no issues with other vehicles or cars or anything like that. And Debbie and Brian, who are the sponsors of that and put that on, Planet Ultra.
Planet Ultra. That's right.
PlanetUltra.com. In fact, they have a spring tour out of Solvang that's kicking off, I believe, this Sunday on April 1st or maybe on Monday the 2nd of April. But they had all the turns marked, so you have route sheets and all, but they still had the turns all marked with little yellow arrows, so that was nice.
And how many hours is this on the bike, at least for you and for the top riders?
You know, we rolled out at 6:30, and we got done just under 13 hours. We had seen that we were getting really close, so we just put the hammer down a little bit and had a kind of beat our own personal goal there, so it was fun. But it was a great time doing that, and a lot of friends along the way that you just meet throughout the long distance rides like that. But normally I believe the earliest riders rolled out at 5:30 and they have until 10 p.m. To get done, so it's a good amount of time. And
well, we've got one of the we got one of your friends on an interview here, Isabel from Fresno Cycling, or no, where is she from?
She's from South Bay, or down by Laguna Beach, I believe.
South Orange County, South County. Yeah, we got an interview with her coming up later in the show.
Great.
Today, also on Bike Sport Radio. So, all right. Well, other than that headwind, sounds like a good day.
Yep, it was. Yep, check out the, there's a lot more double centuries coming up, and I believe you probably have the website, CaliforniaTripleCrown.com, maybe?
California Triple Crown, something like that, yes, yes. Yep. To get that bear jersey, five doubles in a year, and you're on number two, right?
Okay. And then if people don't want to be overachievers, they can also just get three and still get a bear jersey.
Right, without the gold trim around it. Okay.
There you go. That's right. So, fun time. Everybody should look into it. It's a fun, great time and well-supportive and something that is great to do.
Anybody you saw there you want to give a shout-out to on the radio?
Oh, you know, all those little friends. Mike Sturgill from Arizona, he comes out all the time. Isabel was out there.
Mike Sturgill, that's right. The bull shifters.
The bull shifters. There's tons of bull shifters from Phoenix, Arizona that come. They probably have like 12 to 13, maybe 15 riders that come on over for the double centuries. Mm-hmm. Fresno Cycling Group, they have
Club,
a lot.
Yep. Royal and the Tandem.
And Richard Hoff.
Richard Hoff, captaining the tandem, just kicking ass out there, big time.
Yeah, I'm still recovering. Thanks, Richard, because I probably worked harder than I should have. But it was a fun time, and you know, once you get to meet a lot of friends out there, it's like a little party every time you have a double century coming up, because you know you'll see those friends out there. So a lot of great people do them for RAM training. I know David Easley was out there, and I'm sure... a few others were out there, too, doing some RAM training.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Joel Southern, Dave Ellsbury.
Yep.
Okay, well, thanks for calling in, and keep riding.
All right, thank you. Have a fun time.
Okay. That was Brenda calling in regarding the Solvang Double Century. It was held Saturday out of Solvang. And back to our upcoming events.
Sessions, you can attend one or all of them and develop your fixed gear velodrome racing skills and also leg speed too. No better way to develop leg speed than riding a fixed gear, because you can't shift, and if you want to go faster, you got to pedal faster. They'll have mock races training the best practices and strategies. This is promoted by the San Jose Bicycle Club. Session number one starts on April 14th, session two following on April 21st, and session three is on April 28th. First session is geared towards best practices and gearing for Category 1, 2, 3, and 4 women who want to improve their road racing skills or learn to race on the velodrome as well. And there will be some practice races as well. It's $45 per session. Rental bike is not included, so be prepared to rent a track bike as well. Promoted by Elizabeth Hernandez-Jones. And details at teamsanjose.org. That's the Women's Track Racing Clinic Series. And we have a couple of frequently asked questions also that came in on that. I'd like to go through a couple of those now that might help you out. Do I need to own a track bike? Yes, the answer. This is preferred. They will have a number of limited track bikes available for rent due to gear requirements for the sessions. Track bike rental will be valued on a case-by-case basis. Here's another question. I've completed 3 beginner sessions. Can I attend the clinic? Yes, the sessions are targeted at building onto the skills you've already learned in the beginner sessions and introducing you to event-specific racing and training at the track as well. I've raced on the road but never on the track. Is this clinic for me? The answer is yes. The clinic sessions are ideal for Category 1 through 4 women who have completed at least one beginner Saturday session and are familiar with the basics of riding the track. Women who have attended 3 Saturday sessions and want to learn racing skills are also highly encouraged to attend. And how do I know that my registration for the clinic is confirmed? Well, once you fill out the registration form, the event promoter will contact you as soon as possible with PayPal payment information. So you will be paying by PayPal, and your payment is confirmation that you are registered. That's for the 2012 Women's Track Racing Clinic Series, promoted by San Jose Bicycle Club. Again, details at teamsanjose.org. And further details for all Northern California racing at ncnca.org. Okay, and also more track racing at the Hellyer Park Velodrome. Novice racing for Category 3, 4, 5s only. Men, women, and juniors. And juniors 10 to 18 race for free. Also at the Hellyer Park Velodrome in San Jose. Brought to you by Northern Cal Water Heaters and Filtration. No USAC license is necessary for the novice racing. Sundays, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., April 1st, and also July 22nd. April 1st, coming up next weekend, no fooling. $15 for adults, and again, it's free for juniors. Category 3, 4s, and 5s only. Visit jwesley, WESLEY.com/Hellyer, HELLYER, for details on novice track racing. Brought to you by ATRA, American Track Racing Association Events.
Get done.
Bike Sport Radio's here at the Peninsula Cliff Climb.
Are you pre-registered?
Event number 2, Peninsula Cliff Climb. And I'm with... What's your name?
Amy Rice.
Amy Rice. All right. How do you feel today?
Okay, great.
You're on the radio.
Well, that's pre-recorded. You're going to win?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. That's a good attitude. Good luck to you.
Good deal.
Okay, everybody. It's time to race your bikes now. Get on your bikes and go, go, go.
Mike! Congratulations.
Yeah,
you too. How'd you do? How do you feel?
I feel good now.
I had one.
The first 100 miles was like just over 5 hours.
Wow.
And I was starting to feel it. And then when I got to lunch, it's like, I'm kind of hurt. And then I took off and it's into the wind. It's like, okay.
Oh, that wind was horrible.
I'm tired of pushing.
Was that Highway 1, that wind?
Yeah.
And it was a gradual uphill into the wind.
You know,
like Furnace Creek.
And after I've done this
10 times, and that's the first time we've had winds like that. Usually that's a tailwind.
Yeah.
Almost always that's a tailwind.
Yeah. Yeah, that was awful. All right, good job.
All right.
I know. We'll
good
see
seeing you again.
At the next
one. We will see you. Are you coming to Hemet?
I haven't decided whether I'm doing Hemet or Mulholland.
No, we're not doing one. Then we're going to do Eastern
That's
Sierra.
That's a gorgeous course.
How about Eastern Sierra?
That's a wonderful.
You going to do that one? I've done it, yeah. You're going to do that one?
No, we're going.
And then we're doing Grand Tour.
We're doing Shenandoah, so we're heading to D.C.
Oh, that's fun. 1,200K. Did you see that new awards that Rusa had out?
Yeah.
I know, I told him, I think I can get something last time.
She's retroactive. She can just order it.
I haven't done any populaire, so I'm going to do one. I want the mug.
Did you see what? On Facebook, I talked to Mark.
I want the beer that goes in the mug.
I know. Yeah. I told Mark Thomas, I go to Hot. I think we have a mug because every time it gets done, we take a photo on Facebook.
I know that was Mark that came up with that.
And who is he getting? He gets a prototype. It's like, come on, Mark.
All right.
This is my wife, Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, and this is Brad.
Hi, Brad. Nice to meet you.
I'll tell you the story. I got to go shower, but Brenda saved me on the hoodoo.
When he was doing solo.
Oh, yeah?
Voyager. Yeah, I remember that story.
It was overnight, and I was just
dying. And I saw a guy ahead. I was just in a funk. And it was wild because I came upon him. I'm like, hey. And he goes, who are you? I go, Brenda. And he goes, I know you. I go, you do.
I know you.
Because I didn't know you.
I can't remember your name, but I know you.
Well, I'm a member of the LSR group, so I see the post.
So we talked for a while, and he goes, and you could see he was coming alive. And I go ahead, don't wait for me. And he's just
so needed to talk to somebody. She was like, the angel came just when I needed
it.
You have to know. You know, I do remember that story. You talked about that.
Oh, I was in the phone.
Because then he was, you always do that. You always have these high and lows. Like this afternoon, we were dying. My leg was just killing. We were hard today.
We did a little 36-mile ride today, and we ended up going into the headwind. And oh, my God. I was doing 6-8 miles an hour.
So were we.
Yeah.
So were we.
I'd rather climb a hill than ride
a flat road, and I'm going 9 miles an hour.
My speedometer doesn't register below a certain limit, and I look down a couple times, and it says zero.
And we were doing like
and I'm
six.
Pounding the thing, goes, no, come on, we're going faster now.
My speedometer doesn't do that, because it would be zero a lot.
Wow.
Take care. Have a good time,
guys.
All right.
You're listening to some of the banter after the Solvang Double Century.
Okay, Bike Sport Radio is here at the start of the Solvang Spring Double Century with Fresno Cycling Club. Hey, Roel. Say hi to Bike Sport Radio. Right here.
Oh, God. Hello.
I do a radio show. This is going to be pre-recorded, so we'll cut out any foul language. So how many times have you done this?
This one. I'm not sure.
You've done it more than once, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's our first time. Right on.
Oh, yeah.
Have you guys done it
before? I have not. You've done it, right?
I've done it one time.
Done it rain. Did it with Maureen, my daughter, 10 years old. This was a triple crown, one of her triple crown.
When she was
10, she was
awesome.
She was triple crown finisher at 10 years old.
Good. Well, we're just waiting for the sun to rise before we start rolling, so. All right, we'll be coming back at you at some of the rest stops in the future on Bike Sport Radio.
Yo, so he's going to interview you. I'll take off.
Bike Sport Radio is here at the finish.
Hang on.
Totally winded. Cracking 13 hours, just barely, I think. Isabel finishing up, frantically taking her number off. They recorded it out here, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
But you had to turn this in.
Okay. How was it, Royal?
It was great.
How'd you do?
I did 12:07, I think.
Whoa, 12:07,
but then I
way to go.
Got it. I was able to suck wheel with Doug Patterson and Mike Stoker.
Yep.
Yeah. They came in 11.
11:50 something.
Earlier. They left at 7:30.
Oh, all right. I'm heading in now. And barely cracking 13 hours. Did we do it? But ow, I got a hand cramp there.
That was fun. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
Very good.
All right.
Salisbury, and you believe he's gone mad.
And we're here with one of the riders. How was your ride, Isabel?
It was fantastic. Thank
You stayed with a good group the whole time, pretty much. And,
I did. I got to see this guy, Jason Pierce, and Becky on the fixed gear.
And then Ballard Canyon coming down at, what were we going, 36 miles an hour?
You picked me up and slowed down for me. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And you did you crack the 12 hours, too, or the 13 hours? Did you get it? You got in under 13 hours probably, too. You came in right with us.
I started at
6:35. Yeah, and we came in about 7:35.
Oh, okay.
So I think you might have cracked 13 hours, too.
Oh, okay.
Good job.
Great to see you.
All right. See ya.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
That's right. If you want to be involved with Bike Sport Radio, come on down, give us a call, email us at marketing@backontrackproductions.com. And thanks for listening again to Bike Sport Radio.
I don't remember much except